These people are here to commemorate the 34th anniversary of the bomb attack on the headquarters of Iran's Islamic Republic Party by the terrorist Mujahideen-e Khalq organization, or MKO. The blast claimed the lives of 73 top Iranian officials and lawmakers. The conference was attended by the survivors of the bombing, as well as the families of the lost ones.
Holding memorial ceremonies for those figures is a must. My father served as the deputy finance and administration for the Islamic Republic Party. He was among the victims of the terror attacks. We need to honor those who helped bring security to our country.
It was on June the 28th, 1981, when MKO terrorists blew up the headquarters of the Islamic Republic Party, killing 4 cabinet ministers, 27 members of the Iranian parliament, and several other top officials, including Judiciary Chief Ayatollah Mohammad Beheshti. The event is referred to as the 7th Haftir disaster. Asghar Boghani is one of the survivors of the incident who served as a member of parliament at the time. He says the plan was masterfully devised and the outcome could have been gruesome.
By killing a large number of leading government officials like Beheshti, who was described by Ayatollah Khamenei as a nation, they wanted to disrupt the activities of the Islamic Republic. This way they could claim that the Islamic Republic Party is no more qualified to lead the country.
But much to the terrorists' surprise, only 4 days after the bombing, the injured showed up at the parliament on wheelchairs and stretchers and kept the government's wheels spinning. Although the MKO had hoped that the assault could destroy the pillars of the Islamic Republic, many analysts believe the incident had many unintended positive consequences for the Iranian nation.
The vicious move of the MKO was the beginning of an end to their existence. People who thought of the MKO as benevolent lost their trust in them after the disaster. Followers of the Islamic Republic became more determined to stick to the ideas introduced by Ayatollah Khomeini.
A legacy which still lives on up until now. Iranian people speak highly of those killed in the incident and refer to them as martyrs. 34 years on, and Iranian people still mourn the loss of 73 members of the Islamic Republic Party in the 7th Haftir bombing. They say remembering the incident makes them more committed to the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.